Sylvia Wanjira.
And Shiro Waweru.
We are the host of the Beneath the Surface podcast, or BTS for short.
A podcast that focuses on conversations around mental, emotional, and general wellness and self-improvement.
Yeah, we are available on all major podcast platforms.
So check us out, share the love, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
I know them. I can see them dancing right now. Me at a ilikuwa tu hugi and yata si hugi. Is that a hug?
What is that?
What was that? But yeah,
you know. How is he expect affection? Yeah. I'm say lovey dovey or touchy.
Mm.
If that's the extent of what you've ever seen, is that. So mtu anakuja na the opposite.
Nashanga sana shida yake ni nini? Kwani utaona una shida. Same. Kwani you sweat?
Unaona kai end you weird, yeah. But who msi ako comfortable with you and the way they love you, yeah. Who's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So now,
oh my god, that's so.
True. So now to tadu.
So
like we end up learning about romantic relationships from movies,
yeah.
And TV shows, and oh my god, if there is, yeah. A worst place to learn, I, girl. Don't know it.
And me, imagine me learned that later in life. I didn't know that was dumb as fuck. To associate like what I watch and what I see everywhere,
yeah.
To real life. I didn't know that. Because me nilikuwa nafikiria. But the only traditional thing I hate is the mambo za gender roles.
Mm.
But now the thing for... I'm not any gender roles here. It's only gender roles here. Because like, if a guy is treating, like he should be manly, he should be masculine, he should be like, he wants, he's ambitious, like he's bold, he's quiet, he's laid back, he's... But they play on kind of...
But if we look at, okay, let's say ambitious, we can agree everyone wants. Most people want someone who's ambitious.
The people who don't care, but yeah.
Yeah, the people who don't care.
Yeah.
But then, okay, we can remove that one from tradition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I feel even like men may want an ambitious. Okay.
Not all. They will want initially.
Yeah, it means they work.
Yeah, you work. Because initially they want an ambitious woman. In fact, they are drawn to them. But now they will want to.
The reality of it is different from how it is in the head.
Yeah, because now, ukianza kudate mtu, ni kama ile story. Ya ule mse ya liwa dem planning. Ambitious.
The doctor.
Yeah, the doctor, and then yeah, and then working abroad, and then she was working, she was passing her exams, she had kids, and she was taking care of the home, and she was slaying life.
And getting promotions more than him. More than passing him. The exam. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Another
exam, marasjuing, happy pass.
At a job, and she ended up having to focus on this woman, dragged down.
Like, it was on, he said it on purpose. He decided to stop sleeping in the marital bed. He decided to make her feel bad, calling her a bad wife.
Yes, he decided to stop helping out in the house.
He knew those things. He knew calling her a bad wife would really, like, is one of her spots.
Yeah.
And he chose to do it to willingly. Na angemwambia tu amsaidie kusomea exam.
Manze!
I'm tutor. Well, pate promotion, what? Like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's just an ego thing for men. I feel it's a serious ego thing.
Ego by there, it needs to be sorted out.
Should be slaughtered and killed.
A brutal death.
Yeah, like vicious death. But yeah, that's a good example. We've not seen what
we don't. Yeah, we don't know. So, and that's why when we are adults, we end up, first of all, we are eager to explore and to see, and that's normal. But all of our models, we model them either on books or on movies. And that's just a nonsense.
Because
you're expecting this kind of love where you're the focus of the person's life. But in reality, nobody wants that. You are the center of their life.
Imagine.
It's exhausting.
But then
you can't keep it up.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, you can't live up to that.
You're on a pedestal and it's also pressure on you.
Yeah.
And then on them, I mean, even then, they deserve to have their own thing going on, you know.
Like, have a life.
But those are things now we end up learning after we've made avoidable mistakes, we've done some. Tunalan vitu tukiwa wazee, na tunge avoid so many things. If we knew from the beginning, like, this is what a loving relationship looks like. Also, tunambiwa lazima we explore, lazima. Imagine, si lazima. Hakuna kitu ni lazima. It's whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah.
If you feel like, you found the first one and you're good. I mean, jibambez.
Yeah.
But so utapata, even that one who settled with the first one, like, guy, that's the first boy she's ever dated.
Imagine.
Guy, ako sure. Guy, ako, I mean, can you let people leave? na ukitaka watu wengine na ukifanya sijui nini.
It's so true, but it's so normalized. Like,
look, so even at movies, yeah. The men are the ones who've lived and they've explored and they've won. The women, ametoka sijui Catholic girls' school, kina kwa ndo sesmi.
Church girl.
Okay, church girl, anawashianga mamake.
It's so true. And then, funny enough, they okay, now going back to this, the abuse thing about this whole podcast is unaweza overlook kitu, as in, you can think you want, you like something about someone. That is the one thing that is going to lead you into misery. And like, unaweza taka msee anakuanga, sijui, his word is the final word. Sijui, he's so, as in, the jealousy that we like. Unajua kuna mademo sema, I like my guy jealous.
That is a movie thing. Nani huku? Hizo ni vitu za TV. Because, hizo word is the final word is sexy. Easy 50 Shades type of thing. No? What is that? What do you mean, what is the final word?
You find yourself now in a situation where he has done something fucked up and then you're like, oh.
You can't say anything because his word is the final word. So?
Yeah, and you can't, you're scared of him. Like, you're allowing him to have the last word and you know you're right about something and it's like, it starts diminishing who you are in the first place.
And he's been diminishing, you're just now noticing it.
Yeah.
See, at your meanza leo.
Can it happen that he doesn't know he's been diminishing? Does it ever happen?
I think it could be. I think there are people who are like used to it. The same way we are used to, like, the same way we are taught gender roles, they are also taught. Like, kuna wase, there are people who are aware and they do it, and then there are people who are just like, they're not really thinking much about why they are doing what they are doing. They just know according to them.
Even
Mimi, my word is supposed to be the final word. Mimi ndio governor wa hii hao.
Yeah, manze.
Mimi, naweza kukujia klabu, ati uu, it's sexy. Ati mtu amekujia klabu, anakudrag out kama mtoto. Excuse the T-R-M-E.
I know.
It's, we need to understand, like, why are we, drone why are finding that attractive? Because if you look at, like, abusive traits, there is the stalking that seems sexy in the beginning, but it's questionable. Questionable.
And also, like, the people who say, all men cheat. Come on, can you cheat too, as in?
Familia
too. Even that, like, vitu kama hizo.
Sinizo, you feel like you deserve it, like it's normal. Like, I mean,
it can happen. You know, you can even hear that before even he cheats or anything. And then the day he will cheat or the day he really betray you, you'll be like, fuck, baby, it may happen.
If you stay, please let that not be the reason that it was in happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you choose to forgive someone, that's fine, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be because, oh my God, even though all do.
Like, never justify someone.
If you're not cheating, you deserve the same kind of loyalty to you. I don't know why we think, it's not fine, it's not okay.
It's not fine.
At all. And then I was also thinking in movies, like that whole trope of someone has to suffer so much so that in the end they're rewarded with all these riches. And
that's,
do you know,
like,
that's what we
legit
think?
Tyler Perry. That's Tyler Perry for us, okay?
Like, you know, he thinks, not him, okay, in general, we think, like, you have to suffer and you want to succeed. Look at even what we usually put people through. We say, kama mimi nilisuffer hivyo.
Atawewe.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. But from high school all the way.
From monolization.
Yes.
Kama mimi nilimonolizewa, you also have to go through it.
Because
hauta ni kama hauta fika for four if you're not monolized or whatever. It's ridiculous. And then if nothing bad happens to you, you either center your life around the most traumatic event that has ever happened, whether it's that traumatic or not, or you stay anxious waiting for something bad to happen because you've been told.
Then you end up overlooking the good.
Even when you have good going on, you're like, you stay awake waiting for the day the bad will happen so that you can justify the good.
Yes.
Red dunk.
Yeah, oh my God. And it's so subconscious, unfortunately. It's so, so subconscious. Drunk ya take it happen. Unajipatanga too, like, oh my God. And then it cuts across even age and stuff.
Like it doesn't even matter.
As long as you're a human, living, breathing human being, these things will affect you in one way or another. You've heard of people who have gotten divorced 4 times.
The same person?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
I feel like it's even to daughter, they say, like, why are you being drawn to people who will end up like?
You know, another reason is that it's easy. There are people, slide today you will meet, you know this relationship,
hakuna
mali inaenda.
But kuna watu naona.
Unajua from day one. But you get into it because you know exactly how it's going to end. You don't have to apply yourself. You don't have to you don't have to learn anything or change anything.
My God, I have been in such
a situation. You don't gotta do shit. Yeah, so everywhere you exist too.
Yeah.
And even, you just allow some things because you know exactly what's going on, but you don't want to.
Utaki ku deal na hiyo stress.
Utaki stress. So unataka kuwa in a relationship, but you don't want to be stressed or to have to worry.
Kwanza being in relationships for the wrong reasons, like weird superficial like reasons, like what when you two olewa juu like
they are lonely, it's time.
Nataka mtoi, nataka mtoi ama unataka like
the like nasikia kupendwa
ama unataka tu juu umezeeka ama sijui
whatever the reason
that also leads you to also attracting the wrong person ama you being the wrong person for somebody because maybe you'll get someone who actually wants to get married because they love you and because of all these things but wewe you're not intentional kwa hata siku make
you hata utaki hizo vitu
mimi wewe hata huko huko wedding come tukunywe alafu upate ball to enter in a life
so like
imagine like people are actually living like that
you know when I see these tweets about married men this married men that I think that's exactly it me, I feel like most men get married because it's time I have a good job I have a car I have a house
it's kicking a box ticking
the box now it's time I'm 30 now it's time to get married
and then like a wife
we end up complaining like your wife is this that and the other she's nagging bro
you
don't even like her
yeah
Of course, anakuboa, aki breathe in your direction, atakuboa.
Humlike, humjui. In fact,
hautaki kumjua?
Hautaki kumjua. In fact, huko unataka kumjua before. Na sayi juu, unaona, nika unanza kumjua.
You don't like what you're finding out.
What is this? Like, iyo ni kuwesti mtu sana, sana, sana. Because you can be those things. Because uneza pata kama venya tu tumesema, uwe demuye, ana control, na uwe mwine, chali ya kutule back. And then, umefika kwa hao, uwe likuwa tu na wawe demu for the sake. Then you figure out, she's like that. She's like, she wants to be. Control. She wants to know what time you're coming home. She wants to know if you can have dinner with the kids. Like she wants to know.
Even how she put on a facade because she was she knows she has known all her life.
She was the same, but you were just like a demon Eva. Nah, I'm more ambitious.
Ama taka ako ready to get married. She has known all her life. You have to be a certain way because men are a certain way. Like it's cast in stone. Hakuna kunegotiate.
Yeah.
Na hawezi pata a man mwenye hayuko hivyo. Then when I'm ingia a box
kuishi pamoja na my pata mtoto, my friend. Cycle inaanza
hapo. A mess. Unaambia ukuje home sijui mtoi nini unasikia kama utagonjeka.
Unasikia ni kama una kazi wa life.
But it's both a disservice to the woman even the man. Kwani ujipendi? What are you doing?
Like what are you doing? Kwanza hii time ya COVID like I used to laugh at even nyumba wababa wanakaa parking wanakaa wash for like the whole day.
That's what happens when you pick people you don't like at it just because it's time to get married. Like sim jipendeni wase.
Like jipende mse. Jipendeni bitch.
Jipende bitch.
Just be conscious of who you're choosing and why you're choosing them and what
you deserve to choose someone that you actually like. See mastic way you're fulfilling. And I know it's stressful. Kwanza there were people who have extended families who are like wewe nani utatuletea mtoto
wewe
sasa wewe
you'll marry the next fucking person who will
imagine akona job akona gari akona nyumba lakini ana baby.
I know tukutafutie mtu. It's like it's a rock. We're going to look for a rock in the street. Anyway,
my grandmother used to tell my cousins that like when they were turning 30, ati sasa wewe Kikuyu, sasa wewe at your age don't worry about ati picking a woman. Utaenda tu uone a woman on the streets mwenye kupendeza umshike mkono muende naye home. Of course huyo mzee siku ya kwenda kawa utaenda kushinda huko the whole day juara juu on nani?
Bas. Utapata tu mzee kwa streets.
Kwa streets.
Ati jua lifaa kuoa atafuta time. Ama like umepata ball na mse alafu uko na lazima nikae na mse. Like why are you saying that? Although that's a whole other topic altogether. Like let's get into that.
It's another mountain. But now we are saying why you choose, assuming you have the luxury of choice.
Yeah.
Why you choose why you're drawn to the people you're drawn to. Sometimes we pick people because like you know there are people you will never have to change or grow. Like the way you are you will stay the way you are. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything more than the people who you meet, and they scare you because they challenge you. Yes. Then you know this person will not accept that bare minimum shit you've been doing. So it's when you're coming here, it's you come ready to like apply yourself and work hard and change and learn who you are.
And sometimes we don't want that.
So that's why you're going to the easy route. This one is familiar, you know what to do with it. Wow. I mean, ni basic.
For real, like it's so true. And when you find yourself in a relationship where even you, you feel like there's nothing you feel like you need to change, or there's no side of part of you that is growing.
Yeah.
That's a red flag, in my opinion. Like, hiyo ni kitu hata mimi, I've gotten into situations niko tu.
Unajua.
They'll take me as
you
I
am. Always know. So you I'm always, always prize, know.
Okay. So, kufanya kitu, because you so unanijamia na mimi hata naweza kuacha
sahi. Let me tell you, you always, always, you always know. Even, especially even if you're picking someone, that person that you know you can handle, umemsoma, umeona traits, you know exactly what to say to get what you want. You know. So that person, as long as like, depending on the type of person they are, as long as you do your gender roles, you never have to do anything. Mm-hmm. But the people will demand more from you. Yes. They want you to actually, can you be present?
Yes.
Can you engage with me properly? Yeah. And if I'm, we need to discuss things. If I'm changing, you also need to change. Yeah. We need to like, I mean, akuna vile you got married this year, 5 years from now, you're still the same. Imagine. Like, you're definitely going to evolve as a person. Mm-hmm. Atawela, 5 years ago, hauko,
bila ulikuwa.
So, I mean, come on, call the same.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
What's up? What's happening?
What's happening? What's the honey,
hon? Oh, my God.
It's so true. Like, it's so important to be conscious. Just be conscious and be vulnerable and communicate, I think.
Yeah.
And something else I had thought about.
As you are thinking.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes also we like, you know, like when you're getting to know someone,
mm-hmm.
be shy away from people who we don't have anything visibly in common. Like the people you'll see, you immediately, oh, that person is too attractive. Or that person is too this, or that person is too put together, or that person is too. Because you, unaona vilo mejirate, umeona ati apa. Like me siyezi.
With Peter apa.
Awezi. So you pick people who now in your mind umewaeka mko the same.
Yes. Ama wako chini yako, like people who worship the ground you walk on. Because
exactly.
Oh my God.
Now your relationship is a source of your esteem. Mm. Say akienda and people are treating you like pia wao wanajirate, you don't know how to handle that. Unasema, hey. Sometimes ni maringo, but sometimes unasema, hey, uwe boy akona maringo. Mm. No, hana maringo, hataki like your mediocre shit.
Yeah.
It show up when you go home.
Yo, umeni slice. Apo umeni.
Imeonga.
The shoe has fitted. Hey, jamani.
So, but unachuzwa, say unajua, they like the things you like. So they'll be impressed with you because you like the same things.
Yeah.
You know how to, like, those are familiar things for you. You know how to engage with them. You know how, it's an easy conversation to have.
Mm.
But now someone who you actually have to navigate and learn something new, like maybe if the interests are super different from yours, whatever you'll do, let's say you've gone on the first date and it's, okay, the first one might be easy because it might be just be a meal.
Mm.
Let's say you've gone now, the next day you're doing something, whatever.
An activity,
No, now you do nothing.
Mm.
So now you're feeling uncomfortable because you're like, your comfort zone is when you know
things.
When you're the one who knows things.
Yeah.
But now he's someone else who knows things. And they're not demanding that you know everything. Mm. Then they just want to show you something new.
And actually, that's where the difference comes in, because when there's a partner, pia na kim tu kina. Yes, like they've wako level. So sapi how they're up and they want to make sure you know their
body. Yeah. You gotta know. Yeah, oh, for sure.
Hey, kuna how? Me, I know guys, like, there are guys who do that. Like, they'll always show you how ambitious they are, like, how they're making money. Mm,
I remember someone telling me they only read, they don't read fiction because it's like lies or whatever. They only read self-help books because they have a company and it's going, bro, I met you literally 5 minutes ago. I don't think this is information I need to be hearing right now.
Goodness.
It's not important.
Yeah, because I've also met someone who, as in high school, you're telling me how in high school you used to be like so good at this and I like, it's fine. But right, as in, it's been too atinja kulamse. Staki kujua ulikuwa DH captain. Staki kujua ulikuwa.
Maybe up on the early peak. You know that people who peak
Najua,
in high school.
But you want me to see you at your best.
That's the last thing they felt at their best.
Yes. I'm like, yeah, kind of sad. Lazima mtu mwingine ajue ulikuwa ngamnoma ile time.
Jusaya, who feel normal?
Feel normal. na mimi sahi na feel siko mnoma but I'm accepting it and I can talk about it.
Ay, mimi ni mnoma, man.
Yeah. As in, like, if in case you're going through shit, yeah, you can talk to him about it. But him, he'll choose to give you the side of him that he thinks he wants to see. Instead of being like, hey, man, say, sahi, as in, life is fucked up. Like, tutajua badai when you come nama. Ama nitajua along the way, like, nitajua, but don't come and tell me, like.
I think the both men and women do that.
100%.
Like, projecting what you think the person wants to see. To see. If that's what you're showing them. But in real, and of course, like, you can't show everything on the first date.
Yeah. And but that's why I always say,
kuna middle ground.
One date is never enough.
Kuna middle ground. No, hawezi kuja like, na oh my God, nilikuwa sijui captain, wasijui nini.
Yeah.
At the same time, hawezi kuchama like, nikuwa ngumu.
Eba.
Like, there's a place in the middle you can meet without being fake,
yes,
still putting your best foot forward.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like, no, yeah, it's so true. And then for me, apana date moja itoshi. Although, date moja ineza tosha, kama the red flags are flying.
Yeah, yeah.
They're everywhere. That's why, waiter water wako tu, my red flags. Lakini kama uko zile za I'm not sure like he really opened up but kulikuwa na kitu just meet the second time if they're still talking about the same shit bye it's
bruh.
A bye for now
okay and please remember you don't gotta say yes just because someone likes you
just
because someone has asked you see must be if you're not feeling it you're not feeling it it's not your responsibility
even like, if they meet a certain criteria
if you're feeling off trust
okay you really told me that for the
law.
I think it's been a year and a half.
See, must when they already imagine. Sawa, I make you invite and it's sweet and it's nice.
Yeah. But if you're feeling...
You don't have to travel every road, you know, until you're sure. Life is not about being sure. It's just make a decision and stick with it.
Yes.
If you're going to do this, do it. If not, yes. I mean...
Yeah. Aki, that's such an important fucking lesson. Because it's like, sometimes you feel like, I'm feeling down. But there's this guy, he's so sweet, he wants to take me out.
Even me, I'm guilty of that one.
Yeah, me, I am very, very
like,
guilty.
Like, can you, like, take your time?
Take your time, bitch. Like, see, master, the next nigga will tell you, oh my God, you're so beautiful, can I take you out? No, you don't have to say
like,
yes.
Someone will like
someone
you.
Someone will like you for you.
For you, like, take your time.
Kwanza, I feel
at
like,
you at the end, this is probably not for you. Especially not at this time.
100%. 100%. And then if you feel that thing for... Lazima ni meet Julia. Not at you like his vibes. My friend.
If you're not excited about the date, stay home.
Yeah. Just cut home. Na see, kwanza hii social media, era unajua. Unaweza kuna go through shit. Nobody knows on social media you're going through shit.
Yeah.
But now you'll get like 5 DMs. Kuna umzee, anakuambia sijui nini, kuna umzee. Then you start feeling like
you have to decide. Yeah.
You have to decide. Wase bado anakulike, wase bado. It's like, you have to be very aware of yourself.
Yeah, you can choose not to engage.
Yeah.
If Kwanza, I feel like Kwanza, if you're popular on social media and people are constantly in your DMs, you might feel the pressure to now choose.
Mm. If your DMs even to gauge.
If your DMs are dry like mine,
I
wonder how she doesn't get.
Yeah.
But kama kuna wase, they keep asking you out.
Mm.
You are not even ready to date. But now five people have asked you out. You feel like,
start feeling
of these five, which one, excuse, why? Of these five of what? Achana na wao. Then they're doing what they want to do. Even you, do what you want to do. Come out, take your date. It's nice. Thank you so much. But it's a no
so
from now.
Yeah, it's a no from now.
Like, it's a no, dog.
Maybe next time. Like, maybe some other time. Okay.
And then any that comes with saying no there, it's like a rush.
Yeah.
Saying no, especially when you really wanted to say no.
Yeah. But I know, like, you have to, if the, you have, okay, queen, you're my 2020 queen.
Ile knowledge niko
nayo. Say, wisdom. Unakama vya kwa 20 niko kuzatify kwa kini. I'm telling you, because me, iyo ni kitu, mimi saying no to people is something I'm really learning, because what?
It's very hard.
And also, there's also a client of mine who's very loyal. Saru, shout out to you, because you listen to this podcast.
Yes.
She's the one who taught me that thing for people telling you you're beautiful, like you don't have to even say thanks. As in you don't have to, it's good to be appreciative, but I'm beautiful. Like it doesn't mean because you have told me I'm beautiful. Now I know I'm beautiful.
You owe them some sort of gratitude.
Yes, some sort of like behavior of somewhere. Like and the way I complimented you now, you're rude, many lenga and you know there's people who do that on social media, they feel entitled to nice, some of your good side.
Even just even simply you kunje. If someone compliments you and then you don't respond, and then you're like, when the water on a wait, yeah, am I beautiful or not? Funny, me meanza kuka.
I didn't know that.
Thanks, just say my thanks.
Okay, it's so true, because it's like, can you imagine? Even there's a guy recently told, can you imagine how many other niggas think of him? Like, unani like na mimi nikusupuna. Now you're demanding my time. Nakushow. But in nakushow nakulike. Okay, and?
Good.
Okay, I get why you like me. I mean, I see why. But like, si lazima mtu akikushow hivyo.
Si lazima respond.
Si ata lazima, don't take it too personal. Like, don't take it to
the see basin. Oh my god.
Yeah.
He
really thinks I'm smart. He really thinks I'm ambitious. I mean, I really am, and even if you don't think I am, like, fuck you. Fuck you. Okay.
And so unsure and so we overthink everything.
Yeah.
I feel the more we like assert, like, yeah, I am. Like, please don't, it's not vanity. Mm. There are things you know about yourself. Like, you know you're smart, you know you're this, that, and the other, you know. So even if someone is telling you that, yeah, it's nice, but you don't have to be compelled to do them, to live to up do anything to them or show anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it can be nice. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
See must. Eh, hey, now don't be drawn to someone because I'm a rainy. I'm a compliment. Because if you're on a date and then you're like raining compliments the whole time. My nigga, I am way more than my beauty. Please,
it seems
like,
very disingenuous.
Yeah, it feels like so shallow to me.
It feels like you're saying things you feel like I want to hear.
Yeah.
But it's like people who say I love you after 3 days. Sir.
Bruh. What do you love about?
Never even seen me angry. Would you come in when
would you come in cheesy? For real. I'm a mini serial killer. I might have a felony like past like.
By the way, you don't know.
You love. Kwanza, iyo ni red flag. Me,
ata mimi, it is such a... Me, I will run the other way.
Yeah, ati, I love you. What do you mean? Who is me?
Stop it.
Cut it out. I'm ata, I missed you. Like, I feel like... although, pia, the guys, I usually see guys on Twitter saying, Mademu sema hivo juni chali hawa like. Like, there's a girl who slid in your DMs like, hey, you're so pretty. Let me know if you're ready like to go on a date sometime, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be like, who the fuck does this get? Like, you're disgusting ass. Like, well, who do you think you are? And then you see such you'll see such a message or even worse, like Quavo. You saw the Quavo, the way Quavo shot in Sawiri.
Yeah, it's
at here, I'm your glacier boy. Some shit, you're so icy. I'm your then we get box, like we end up in your chat. And then it's like, oh my God. Like the way we, like Machali Usema too.
It's because they play a numbers game. They don't ask out that they're actually interested in. They ask out like 20 chicks. And then what I end up with Julia Mbele.
Yeah.
But for chicks, I feel like more often than not, you want to like feel the vibe of the person before you agree to go with them.
But sometimes, like, baby, the times vibe it a show. The first message it a show vibe, I'm saying. First message.
I agree.
Like, there's times mtu ataku text because he's like, okay.
Una vibe,
see? Eh, unamambe, okay, hi. Then they're like, the next message is, ah! Sent ya.
No, but it's not that you are tuna. Like, because there are people, I've gone out on dates with people, maybe I've known them for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I love you, and I turned
off. Yeah.
Because at this point, me, si kujui vizuri.
I don't feel like. Yeah. So how am I supposed to feel about statement. That? Yeah.
So what does that say about you?
Yeah.
Just go throwing words around because you think that's what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel. For that.
Yeah, me too. The L word, like, don't. Like
let it mean something.
Yeah.
Don't start saying shit.
Because sometimes you can even meet someone. Oh, unaweza meet mtu shortly after I'm not feeling my feelings strong.
Yeah.
No, na feel too mtawana next day.
Like maintain. Jisoma mtu. Hata huo jisome. Unajua something unapatanga my feelings 2 weeks later unakai. Hawezi amini.
Imagine. Ama saa zingine it was like, you feel like, oh my God, I've been in the biggest rush of my life for 3 months. Like, umekuwa tu na hiyo adrenaline. You have to say. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, he's dead to me.
Yeah.
Okay. You're dead. What is that about, though?
I don't even know. Sometimes it's infatuation, and then when you see, and I think a lot of times it's physical because you see the person and you really, really like them.
You're attracted to the chemistry.
Exactly. You have chemistry. You're really attracted to them and everything, and so you go on this wild thing.
Yeah.
Then at some point, that can only sustain something for so long.
Yeah.
At some point, now you start learning things about them, and it's just like. Oh my Jesus, I can't believe.
Ever. Yeah. Ever. Okay, it's so true. But then I don't even think you can be. You can get to a point of, never, ever.
Nah, you can't.
It's just being conscious about what is around us and what you're getting yourself into. And you don't have to say yes to every little thing. And you don't have to say no to people.
The only power you have is over yourself.
Yes.
So the other person, they can be shit, they can be whatever, but at least make the choice for yourself, not to fulfill them. Whatever
expectations,
So anyway, conclusion: we like who we like because of internal issues, and obviously, as everything always comes back to childhood.
So, thank you, and society.
Yeah, childhood and society.
Societal like pressure.
It really affects.
Yeah, and childhood and your background, because there's an any also. Parting shot. What was I watching? What were we talking about that with you? Like, say, I'm a foster home, foster care. Multiple foster care, and then every time you get into a relationship, you run. It's like, what did I hear? It's like you want a relationship you can exit, as in.
Sindio, I say unajua na mali
na. Imagine nani foster. Although, mwenyewe, like you can't. You know this is good, but you're sabotaging it because you're not used to something settling. You're not used to something
good things happening, good things and lasting.
Yeah. So you'll run away, you'll sabotage it.
Like, let me go before it gets bad. Yes. Let me leave before I'm left.
Yes.
Imagine all of it, Charlie.
Yeah, Amma, maybe he'll realize I'm not even worth it. Amma, before he realizes I ain't shit.
What I mean.
There's reasons why we... Wow.
Yeah. It's true. So, like, if you're in a relationship, try and, like, ask yourself those questions.
Yeah.
Ask yourself if you give your partner the space to love you the way they usually love. And, like, see if you can meet halfway. See if you usually pick fights just to get a certain response from the person. Let's try and create healthy relationships
with ourselves.
And it always starts with yourself. Yes. If you have a healthy relationship with yourself, you know how to map it onto other relationships in your life. But
come on, and you'll also be able even, like, to identify. When I'm saying, extrovert and you know. Things about yourself that are important for this relationship, for it to work or like for communication. And then now you see something about them that they don't even know. As in how when you're an introvert, you can always like be like, you know what, I get you and I see you and I understand you. Like I get that it's hard for, like there's someone who tweeted it was a lesbianic couple. So one of the chicks was saying how she likes how her partner knows that she finds it difficult to talk about things when she's hurt.
Yeah.
So when the partner notices that her girlfriend is pissed or hurt or something, she'll take her somewhere like kwa beach or something, ama kwa park, and then give her like a notebook and then just write what you're feeling, write it out. And then then you're like, now I get you. Like, you feel seen. Even when...
It's so easy now. Even after that, it's easy to be...
To even open up.
Also, even the space for you to be angry and hurt, and it's accepted. It's not, you don't have to be like, oh, let me be the calm. Let me be... Like, you can be angry and it's enough.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes.
You can be hurt and it's okay.
Yes.
And you don't always have to, okay, let me fix it today. Otherwise.
Yes. Yes. Partner needs to understand.
Yeah.
Your ways and the ways you're used to handling things, and you too need to like,
even you understand your own ways.
Like, yes,
if you're a person who needs some time before you,
please let me know.
Just say,
Let me
check. I'm mad and I need. I'll talk to you when I'm ready.
Bye. Okay.
And at least the person can know where they stand and they can continue without the anxiety of a minyamaziwa for 6 days now.
That's the worst feeling.
So, my people.
Yeah, keep that in mind as you maneuver your relationships, as you maneuver your to a long time. Ukijita kamkutano. Just keep it in mind. keep it in mind and be compassionate with yourself. Forgive yourself. Move on. Fucking burn those bridges if you have to.
Sometimes. I want to embrace
it. I saw your tweet.
You can't take the high road all the time. It needs to be banned.
What are you chomeki?
Choma adi materials.
Choma yote. sometimes it's necessary. It's very necessary. So yeah, know your limits, know yourself, be self-aware, but always know that you can never be 100% completely self-aware.
Yeah.
And the other person can't also.
Also, yeah.
Be so compassionate
to them also.
Yeah. If you love them, yeah.
It always starts with yourself. If you're kind and compassionate to yourself, you can be able to extend all those things to others.
Yes.
Even to family members, especially. Most of us are going to be seeing family members over there. Mm. And some of us have strained relationships or like you never know what.
Oh, yeah.
Try and like you apply maybe the things we hope we've been able to give you at least one thing that can help.
Yes.
Go back to our episodes, especially our wellness episode.
Yeah.
When you come out on leave, I'm out on a free time. Mm-hmm. See if you can. If something can help. And please let us know if you do find, if we are helpful in any way.
Oh my God, that feedback does wonders for us.
Like, it does. One, I see one positive message. I'm on a high for like 3 weeks.
Me too. It's usually like, oh shit, I will not quit. I will not quit. I can love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling ever. So when you have time, just
let
us know what you think. Share with us some of your thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some insights.
Yeah. On all the, whichever topic.
Yeah, whichever topic.
Or even if you feel like to me, Apple.
Just
to show men,
please, by all means. In fact, we need like we'll work on that. That bit,
feedback,
comment box, suggestion box,
suggestion.
Yeah, so that was lovely.
Yeah, my last quote is respond intelligently, even to an intelligent treatment by Lao Tzu. I don't know who that is, but I assume it's a wise person.
Okay, Lao Tzu, yeah, that's important.
So yeah.
Just be aware.
Sometimes they need to burn.
Let it burn. Now move on. Break out a date and say. Kama Jackie Maribu yako date. I
was
watching her interview Juzi and I was like, bruh, things can go haywire 1 second. Life yako is way too fucked up. But I mean, no
way. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So
until next time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day. Hopefully, let's try and make some ninis. If you're feeling lost,
write
some two things you'd like to achieve. But you don't know how you're going to achieve them. You write, make your
list. The deepest desires of your heart.
A friend of mine swears by journaling and creating like a vision. She'll say maybe next year I want to do this. Sijapata yenye haija happen. I feel ukisha I claim, you start now actively.
Yeah.
Seeking I it. Happen in a vacuum, my friends. Manifestation, I work in a vacuum.
Never, ever.
You start working towards it.
Yes. You need to be aligned with the universe as well.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Till next time.
Bye.